Hey guys, the show's about to start. Sit back, relax, take a hit, and enjoy.
I know I'm right in the chest, bit dog. Pull the white walls, no flex involved.
Toke Talk Radio with Mountain Man and the Wizard.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of 420 News with your favorite hosts, Mountain Man
and the Wizard. What's up, guys?
Super excited today. We got some awesome topics from local to around the United States to around the world. And we also have a pretty cool Can of Woman of the Week this week, so super excited to jump in. Why don't you hit him with the first story?
Okay, the first story is obviously here in Virginia. The session for our state Senate will happen April 1st, 2022, to decide on the taxes for marijuana growers.
Oh, man, so that's pretty big.
Yeah, that's huge. But right now, it's looking like it's going to be 25%. That's what everybody's looking at, but don't worry, the GOP has people's backs. They want to do 3%.
That would be wild.
Which is a wild difference.
I mean, from 25 to 3%, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, the amount of money that it's going to cost the consumer to buy, I mean, right there is a huge difference.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be nuts. It's... Okay, sorry. Basically, you'll save $20 million between the two percentages.
That's crazy.
So it's wild. That's 20. That's a lot.
But I mean, at the same time, I don't think I'm 100% against a 25% tax, as long as it can be justified.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I want to know where the money's going. If the money's going somewhere, that's going to help. But at the same time, it's not going to raise the product prices completely out of, you know, range for the average person to buy. You know what I mean? I don't want to see the cannabis market become too exclusive, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no, I totally get it. But I was looking to see what the Democrats had to say to, like, when you were saying, like, what would the 25% go to? Basically, it's going to go to the state. Like, nothing specific to the state. It's going to be branched out to, like, 50 different departments in the state, which is kind of whack. I mean, yes and no, but...
I don't know. Like I said, I would like to see a little bit more.
Schools would be nice.
Yeah.
Roads would be nice.
I don't want to see it go to, essentially, more wages for people that don't quite deserve all that money yet.
Yeah, fair enough. Well said right there. Well said. But, so, do you agree with if it came 25, would you be mad?
I feel like we need to find a good median ground. Like, somewhere in, like, the neighborhood of, like, 15, I think would be more realistic. So that way, when we do hit federal legalization, we would be talking closer to 25, if you will, for an entire tax altogether. You know what I mean? It's just once everybody gets their hands in the pot, things are going to be kind of ridiculous. You know, because if the state does 25% and then the federal government's like, oh, no, we're going to do 25% as well. Then, I mean, that kind of, imagine a 50% tax just for ha-ha's sake. You get an eighth for like $60 and instantly it costs 90 just for the tax.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
That is. But according to the guy who submitted this article, there's no name, by Cannabis News, he agrees on a 12.5%.
See, now that's fair.
He agrees on, because it would bring up a federal tax and the state tax to about 35%, mixing them both together. So
I feel like the state tax definitely needs to play along with that a little bit more, too.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. But another thing that they just mentioned here, I know it hasn't have to do with the taxes, but they said that there will be no discussion or future discussion on THC cap levels. So if you get a 99%er, dude, you're good to go.
Like, oh, man. If you find out how to grow a plant at 99% THC, please feel free to hit us up at...
What do you want to...
Oh, our email.
What email? TRT Production 757. No.
It's
Toke Talk. Radio right? I don't even know what it's called, man.
Tok Tok Radio.
Yes.
At
Outlook.com.
Outlook.com.
Sorry, I just got I got super excited because guess what else is on the poll to talk about, dude? Concentrates. Legal concentrates. That would be nice because the FDA is on the panel and that's what they want to discuss, which is pretty sweet.
I feel like concentrates definitely have their place in the market.
Oh, definitely.
Especially in the future, because especially with, I feel like it might be, I don't want to say healthier. I feel like healthier is the wrong word, but at the same time, a little bit healthier. No?
I'm not sure. No, it's still smoke. Smoke the lungs, not healthy.
No, but I know it's probably better for you than a blunt. I mean, it's like eating a salad with a bunch of dressing versus eating a Big Mac.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
The dressing's going to fucking kill you, but everything's going to kill you.
But it's also for, like, the would-be so-called penny pinchers because it gets you high off a little amount. And if you're on a budget, smoking on a budget, I think that should be a nice legal way to substitute flour because I know some people out there can get $60 worth of flour and smoke it in a day routine.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's...
But then
it's,
again, I know some people that can go through a gram of wax pretty quick, too.
See, for me, it's like I get... If I smoke too much wax, it tickles my throat, as you would say. So, like me, I would definitely be... A gram of wax can last me probably about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I feel it. There's a lot of really cool devices coming out now, too.
To make it easier and on the go and make it quicker than rolling a joint or rolling a wrap or something.
Sometimes
like that.
Nicer, to be completely honest. I mean, especially if you get a really good terpy stuff, you know? Whatever, though. So I'm really excited. I can't wait to see the full legalization of wax, especially in the state of Virginia.
Yeah, that would be really
nice.
Because
I would love to be able to sit at home and enjoy it instead of just in legal parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. So we're going to go right to the newest recreational legalization state.
Yeah.
Which would be Kentucky.
Oh, God.
It passed the House, so it's going to its state Senate. So they're good to go.
Man.
They're good to go. And then the senator that's sponsoring it is Republican Jason Neems. Nice.
That's pretty cool, man. We'll have to go smoke a blunt in Kentucky.
Yep. That would be really cool.
Producer, you ever been to Kentucky? He said, hell no.
I've been to Kentucky one time.
Yeah, through? Yeah. I've been to Kentucky once as well. I believe it was one of the wife's uncles or some shit like that lives out in Kentucky.
Okay. The story about the ghost train?
The what now?
The ghost train.
Where at?
In Kentucky.
No.
Nah.
I'm about to do an episode with y'all.
Okay, definitely.
Oh,
that sounds spooky. So, back to Kentucky, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
HB 136 seeks to establish a program that would prohibit both home cultivation of marijuana and the smoking of cannabis flower. Whole plant products would be allowed under the bill, but patients would be required to vaporize them. So no flame to products.
Oh my God. That is literally like the worst law that they could have ever come up with in the entire world. No flame to product.
That sucks. PA's like that.
It's terrible. Like, I can't imagine only being able to vaporize weed in a dryer vaporizer.
That sucks.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
I mean, it's probably better for you.
How else can you smoke without flame the product? Do you know?
I don't know. No idea.
I think just vaporizer, right? Ooh. What about like is that considered a flame if you use a dab machine that heats up by itself and you drop the...
Concentrate into it?
Yeah.
That's technically not... even if you were to put a torch to the bottom of a banger, is that even technically flame to product? Because there's technically a surface in between your flame and your motherfucking product.
There is.
There is.
There is. Wow.
Crazy. So what if I were to drop a bud into a banger? Like a hot-ass banger.
Ooh, I don't know.
That's maybe not that's their the
gray areas, or I don't know.
And it's not a dryer.
Okay, like, guys,
smoke, real quick. Like, you can smoke a nugget out of a fucking banger, bro. I've seen it happen. I've done it before. I mean, it's not great, but it's not terrible.
Flame to product. 1 second. And it came up. 5 ways to reduce fire pit smoke. Love it. Love you, Google.
5 ways to reduce fire pit smoke. I mean, I saw a fire pit the other day on Instagram that is apparently supposed to have no smoke whatsoever while it's burning. It, like, recycles it inside of itself. What? I'm tempted to try and get one.
Really?
Yeah. So that way, you know how, like, are you one of those people that when you're sitting at a fire pit, like, every single time you're sitting at a fire pit, you feel like the smoke is following your ass?
Yes.
Well, this fire pit is made for you.
That's awesome.
I don't remember the name of it, but you can find it at www.instagram.com somewhere on that motherfucking website.
So it's a smokeless fire pit?
It's a smokeless fire pit, dude. Okay, so it's got holes in it, right? And when the wind comes in through those holes, it comes up and it sucks the smoke back down into the fire pit, and then it recycles it inside of, like, that collar, I guess, if you will, until there's just, I mean, it's just an endless cycle. It's essentially like one of those Dyson rings, but from nature.
Really?
With fire.
With fire.
With fire. It probably doesn't heat up, like, outside of the fire pit a lot, though. Like, when you're sitting around it, it probably doesn't throw off a lot of heat, but I don't want to speak ill of it until I try it out. I think I'm going to get one. Do your whole review video.
I dig it, dude. Okay, so I think this is pretty interesting because there's a bunch of gray area in this. Arizona company launches alcohol-free THC-infused wine.
What?
Yep.
So it's grape juice with THC.
Basically. What? Fermented grape juice.
But it has no alcohol. So what, do they boil it down?
They probably boil it. Hold on.
They probably.
Sweet Dreams Vineyard has officially launched 2 alcohol-free adult drinks made with THC in time for 420, the unofficial holiday every 420 celebrating marijuana. Canonet and Marajito are manufactured. And I love how I said that in, like, a Mexican accent. I love it. Manufactured in Arizona, sold at Valley dispensaries and all natural juices to create an enjoyable adult experience. They're healthier alternatives to drinking traditional wines and smoking cannabis. Provide a quicker and constant effect and aid in sleeping pain management. It's pretty cool. I dig that.
That is pretty badass.
I'm trying to look.
I dig it. So grape infused grape juice.
Basically infused grape juice that probably tastes like wine.
Yeah. I wonder if it tastes like weed as well.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to find. I'm trying to quick skim through this bitch.
Looks like we're going to have to try it out. Where are they from?
It's only 45 calories.
Oh, damn.
They are from Sweet Dreams Vineyard.
Where's that?
Arizona.
Arizona. Arizona ain't that far.
No.
We'll have to go take a quick trip down when we go out to LA one of these times.
Here we go. And unlike other cannabis drinks, Cabernet and Marajito deliver a flavorful. I lost my. I'm too high for this, dude. Basically, it don't have THC taste. Okay. With no bitter THC, and it tastes like wine, so we're both
right. Okay.
And one of them's a wine, and one of them's a cocktail. Ooh. Like, in it, that's...
I like wine.
The wine is the... Basically, the first one. Cabernet? Cabernet.
Yeah.
Alcohol-free, because you can't...
Alcohol-free.
Right now, you can't have THC and alcohol together.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, it gets you stoned. Yeah, so they're replacing the alcohol effect with THC instead. That's pretty dope.
Each one has 175 milliliters per bottle of THC. Whew. Ouch.
That sounds nuts, fun,
bro. That sounds fun. We need to hit them up.
Oh yeah. Get a bottle of that for sure.
Definitely. But check those out.
Hell yeah.
Sweet Dreams Vineyard.
Well, I think it's about time we give a quick shout out to the Canna Woman of the Week.
Oh yeah.
Super excited about this, guys. Canna Woman of the Week this week is Roxanne Danette. She is the CEO and co-founder of Fruit Slabs. Danette's company, launched in 2015, specializes in all-natural, non-GMO fruit leather rolls infused with high-quality THC extracts, and now boasts office in Los Angeles and Oakland. Hell yeah. So we'll have to maybe take a look at that Los Angeles office one of these days.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Definitely.
That'd be super cool. says here, her deep personal relationship with weed started with her own bouts of anxiety. It was the light that brought me out of the dark, allowed me to breathe easier, relax, and feel calmer. And 10 years later, it still does, she nice. Says. After stints in fashion and beverage industries, Danette applied her expertise to the emerging cannabis business. My hope is for global legalization, Danette adds. Everyone should have access to this powerful plant as a medicine or a stress reliever. Hell yeah. So shouts out to Roxanne Danette.
Nice.
Canna okay. Woman of the Week.
So, shout out to her.
And good, quick shit. Shout out to Variety.com for the information on that.
Nice. So, out of that whole article, I love what she's doing, but I can't get the two words out of my head.
Hmm.
Fruit leather. What the fuck is that?
So, remember those edibles that we had the other day?
Yes.
That had the, you know.
Yeah.
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 The blue raspberry ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fruit leather.
That's a fruit leather.
Yeah.
Huh.
But hers are fruit leather rolls. So it's like a fruit roll up, but fruit just, leather.
But like better quality.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's super exciting.
Interesting.
We're going to have to try that out.
I hope she's got
some good flavors.
I did not know that shit was called
fruit leather. Leather. Yeah.
That's weird. Damn. Nuts.
I dig it. Hell yeah, dude. I'm pretty stoned from this.
Oh, yeah.
What are we smoking again?
We are smoking, oh, my goodness, purple, I don't know what it is.
Purple gumbo.
Purple gumbo. Oh.
Purple gumbo. Purple gumbo. That shit's fucking wild, dude. Love it.
Got me high.
Smells, taste, looked amazing.
Hmm.
Got me
Jesus.
High.
We still have a whole nother joint to light.
Mm-hmm.
I know, man. I love it.
So what feature shows do we got coming up?
We definitely, of course, this is 420 News.
Yep.
Of course. We definitely need, definitely going to have you guys out a Toke Talk After Dark, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we are going to do that episode with our producer, Kato, on this mystery haunted train.
Oh, my God.
So
that sounds wild.
That's going to be pretty sweet. And then after that, of course, Around the Table featuring Token and other guests. We'll try to get a artist spotlight in as well.
Oh, dude, that's going to be a really fun show.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that one. I mean, especially being able to get local artists in from the community to come in. You know, shout out something that they've got going on, you know, shout out a little bit about themselves and really relate to the people. I think that's going to be a really fun show, and I feel like it's going to be something everybody's going to really like.
And then, of course, we got to finish up the second half of the first part of the...
Dagoblink?
No. Well, yes. Yeah. Sorry, yes. Yeah, we need to get that, the second part out. We'll finish the second part. The first part's really good. We are killing it on Buzzsprout, but Spotify, I'm guessing on Spotify we've did it too much. So
please go over to Spotify.com/Toke Talk Radio.
Yeah, so get us out there. We need one more comma to make it really good. So go out there. Shout out to Family Tides, of course, for producing those episodes.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Family Tides. Really, I mean... If there is anything you need to do recording-wise, please feel free. to hit them up at Family Ties on Instagram.
Book a session. You can do that right online.
Yeah.
It's an amazing program. Really smooth. Love it.
Oh, shit. Oh, theties.com.
There we go.
Hell yeah. I thought they could hear you there for a second. I was like, dude, that was tough as fuck.
Well, when we post this episode, I will put all that information in the details below. So, anything you got to say, man?
I don't know. Kind of a short one today, guys. We just wanted to jump on and update you on everything going on in the world, cannabis-wise. Quick updates. We are working hard to bring you guys literally the best content possible. Coming here soon. I mean, what are we, like a month out now?
Yeah, a month and a couple days.
Month and a couple of days. Quick shouts out to Quick again.
Oh, my God.
Super excited to come see you guys soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And look out on our Instagram. We're going to revamp it. We haven't told them about that. We're going to revamp our Instagram and probably shy away from the content you see currently and make it more podcast. We'll post all of our episodes, of course. We'll do like, I was speaking to the Beach Boy, do like a 2-minute run on like our story page just to get them interested and then put the motherfucking bookmark in there where to go.
I'd love to put some bloopers up and some reels too.
Oh,
that
yeah,
sounds
definitely.
Like fun.
Definitely, I would definitely enjoy that as well. So, what did you spark up right before the show ended, man?
Oh, so that right there is the infused pre-roll from somebody. They just rolled it up and handed it to me and said, "Hey, enjoy this during 420 news." And I said, "Great,
great, love it."
Love it.
You know, we always like smoking during 420 news, man.
Mm-hmm. But half of 420 news is 420.
Exactly. But so, by the way, all of our articles came from marijuanatimes.com, 420 Intel. So check those guys out and read the full article as Mountain Man's dying. Read the full article and let us know what you think about the my biggest thing is all those people out there, what do you think about 25% tax in Virginia or 3%? Like, what do you guys think?
Please feel free to hit us up at theroundtable_757 and reach out to us, message us, let us know.
Definitely. So until Wednesday. Until Wednesday. Toke Talk After Dark featuring Kato.
Hell yeah.
Wins. There we go.
Ooh, and Around the Table.
Oh, and Around the Table
as well.
We're
getting another one of those in soon. Sorry, guys. We missed this past weekend's usual Around the Table, but we will be back.
Definitely.
With a new episode soon.
Yep. Until next time, always remember, keep your tinfoil hats and your bowls close. You never know what may happen.
Peace, y'all.